Might I ask you, what's dominating your thoughts? What do you tend to think about again and again? It's a revealing exercise to think about what you're thinking about. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For some people it's money, financial security. For others, a relationship. Sometimes our minds are dominated by career aspirations. Other times, there's a single problem we're facing that looms large in our thoughts. What is it for you right at this moment? What's controlling your thoughts? It can be a bit confronting if you believe in Jesus, if you love God, to realize that much of your thinking is dominated by the things you want, the things of this world, rather than by what God wants, His will for your life. Time for a bit of a reality check, perhaps? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Then you'll be able to understand and accept what God wants for you. You'll be able to know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. What does God want for you? Well, it can be a mixed bag with ups and downs. But whatever His plan is for your life, you can be absolutely certain of this. It's good, it's perfect, and it's pleasing to Him. You can't hope for anything better than that. So if perhaps in your thoughts and aspirations you've been drifting away from Him, today He's calling you back. Let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. That's His word, fresh for you. Today. Yeah, Jesus came that you may have life in all its abundance. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.